This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers, what is going on, everyone? It is your man, your host of the show, Jay Wong, and let me start by asking you a couple questions. Have you ever had something in your life, maybe it was a party or an event or a talk or an outing that you spent days and days, weeks planning for? And you're probably a lot like me, where you knew you weren't very detail-oriented, so you started early, you thought about it when you woke up, you thought about it when you went to bed, you went over the plan multiple times. And when the day came, on the day that it was gonna be your big celebration, the day became your worst nightmare. The plan fails you. Has this ever happened to you before? Well, that's life, my friends. It's also business. I know some of you that follow me very closely on social know that last weekend I flew in from Italy back to my hometown in Toronto. I'm back for the holidays, but one of the main reasons I came back is because I was hosting a one-day mastermind for changemakers in the city of Toronto. I know some of you that are listening to the show were there, so if you were there, I appreciate you guys so much. You know how much I go to bat for you guys. And, you know, for me, I personally dislike big events. You know, when I say big, I mean like, you know, a couple hundred people, a couple thousand people. I've been to those types of conferences. And what I dislike about them is that there's a lot of fluff, right? There's a lot of the, you know, gauging the energy of the room. And I feel like there's so much time lost in between. This event, I promised myself that max 12, 14 people, we were maxed out, by the way. And I wanted everyone to get multiple chances to share, multiple chances to share about their story, talk about their perspective, and to think, that space to just think and to actually have enough people in the room for them to get to know each other. I find that there's a very interesting energy that develops with small groups and masterminds. Anyways, I'll save my thoughts on events and masterminds for a different episode. Back to the plan. Well, nothing went according to plan, right? When I came back from Italy, we were exhausted from our trip. And I guess that's normal, but usually I'm pretty good. I mean, you guys that listen to the show and anybody who's done Changemaker Roadmap knows I have high performance habits in place that prevents me from having that type of burnout or exhaustion, right? I always say it's not about the energy that you have today, but it's about how can you sustain that throughout the day, throughout the week, so that you show up more consistently, right? And for whatever reason, this time I just needed a lot more rest. It didn't help that we were also moving to a new place 36 hours after we landed. That was a lot more stressful than I thought. And it made it a little more complex than usual. I woke up about 48 hours before the event, and my body got this rash on the left side of my body. It was painful. And I know this is probably too much information, but hey, look, you listen to the show because I keep it real with you. And I woke up the morning of the event, and I know this is going to sound silly, but I had two little tiny pimples on my face. And I was like, come on, man, like, what am I, like a teenager, you know? I know I look young, but come on. And I reminded myself that this event wasn't for me. It's about the audience. It's about the people that flew in for this. They took their time. It was on a Sunday, right? And they wanted to be there. They wanted to show up. They wanted to play all out. And I wanted to be able to serve them at the highest level. You know, I forgot to mention that a couple days before then, my volunteers had a magical event, you know, come up in their life last minute, and they couldn't make the event anymore. I guess I should have known, looking now, back then, that that was one of the signs of the day to come. But, you know, I negotiated with my amazing girlfriend, my partner in crime, and she agreed to help me on that day because I just knew how important it was to be able to show up and to be able to serve my audience. And we woke up 6 a.m. that morning, Sunday morning, right? Previous night before, we were at a friend's birthday party. We had an alarm. We were leaving at 9 p.m. People were like, you know, people were just getting to the party. And we're like, hey, you know what? Like, we just have something bigger. And, you know, have a lot of love for my friends. But I think priorities are a big thing. So we wake up 6 in the morning. We started getting ready, right? We take a quick Uber over to the building that the event was going to be in. It was about 8 a.m. 8:45, so 45 minutes later, is when everyone is supposed to show up, right? I said, hey, don't show up early because we just need some time to set up. You know, so we show up with like water bottle, you know, a huge thing of like water bottles. We have this like luggage because, you know, I had gifts for everyone that was going to come, right? We had like notebooks and pens and little things to really help them make the most out of that day. Anyways, we get out of the car. We had issues like opening the door. Like, you know, like it's just early in the morning, right? We haven't really had our coffee yet. We like struggle to get into the lobby. And we finally get into the lobby. The security guard comes up to us as if we were trying to break in or something, you know? And I chuckled and I said very confidently, I said, hey, look, it's all good. We have an event here. It's on the sixth floor. Like it's all taken care of. And he looked at me and he says, no, you don't understand. It's not all good. The building lost electricity last night at 11 p.m. All the lights and elevators are not working. Everything stopped. And I thought to myself, no electricity? What? Are you for real right now? And he can tell from our faces that we didn't quite believe him. Maybe it was because we didn't want to believe him. He said, well, why don't you guys take the stairs? Go upstairs, see for yourself. Stupidly, we agreed. We ran the 6 flights of stairs. By the way, I'm terribly out of shape. Once again, different story, different episode. We'll get into it. But we opened the door to the 6th floor. Darkness. Nothing. Like a scene out of a horror film. We turn on our little flashlights from our cell phones. And, you know, there's no electricity. So I don't know why we were so shocked. But I was thinking to myself that maybe this is my worst nightmare coming true. Maybe I should just cancel event. I'll just refund everyone. We'll go home. We'll call this a loss. You can't win them all, right? And after 30 seconds of listening to that voice, I said, hey, you know what? Let's just list out our options here. You know, I remember back when I was in business school, we would do these case competitions against other schools. And we would essentially, you know, the way to win these case competitions is you would essentially look at company A. Company A would tell you their problem. And what you would do as a team is you list out the best alternative decisions, right? You say, hey, decision one, you can do this. Decision two, you can do nothing. Decision three, you can go with us, right? And then you pick one and you build your case in terms of why that one is superior than everyone else's. And if your choice ends up being stronger, then you win the case, right? And we won a lot of case competitions back in the day. And, you know, I know this wasn't business school. This is real life here. People spent money, time. We had spent money and time. You know, heck, it was, you know, 8:05 in a Sunday morning. And we could have been in a million other places. And yet we were there in a dark hallway trying to figure out how we can do this. Well, long story short, within 8 minutes, we found a new location. We ran downstairs, we called, we packed the Uber again, we emailed everyone while we were in the Uber going from location one to location two. We said, hey, sorry, building, you know, lost power, nothing we can do, change this location. All in all, we started the day at 9:07 on a Sunday morning after the worst possible news that you could possibly get, you know, 45 minutes prior to that. And so why am I sharing this with you? You know, why am I just sharing it, you know, as if, you know, maybe you were there, maybe you weren't. But I think there's some really core lessons when I look back on that story that I'd love to highlight, love to point out. And, you know, for starters, people loved it. Meaning, like, people loved the chaos, which, so let's call this lesson one. Pain, chaos, turmoil, anything negative. That's what brings people together. Let me ask you this. Have any of you ever been short on money? Have you ever struggled or ever had a bad day or had one of those days where you just wanted to crawl back in bed, cry, sleep, and just let it pass you by? I've been there. And the reason I know it resonates with so many of you is because it's a human experience. And in fact, I leveraged everything that happened in that day, and that's actually how I started the mastermind. I said, you know, everything, how you react in those moments, it's very telling of the person you are. And if you think that something like that is bad, that happens for an event, right? What do you think is going to happen when you put yourself out there? What do you think is going to happen when you decide to launch your podcast, your show, your marketing? What do you think is going to happen when you go into the marketplace and you say, I have the answer, I have a solution to a pain point? Do you think it's going to go according to plan? It might, but let me tell you, life doesn't work that way. Business doesn't work that way. It requires you to be flexible. It requires you to kind of roll off the punches, right? But I used it as a way of gathering people together. And I think a lot of you that have lived through some bad scenarios, or you've lived through certain traumas and certain stories, certain perspectives, you can use that. You can leverage that. Don't let that be your story, but use it so that you can bring people together. You know, I remember some of you know that we run a boutique agency helping high-level entrepreneurs be able to have their own top 100 podcasts. And the deal is pretty simple. You know, they record content, our team does everything else, right? And I remember Carol, one of our first clients, and we were supposed to launch and everything was going amazing. And, you know, we were going to launch her podcast on a Tuesday. So we'd submitted to iTunes the weekend before the weekend started. And iTunes sent her an email Sunday morning saying her podcast was rejected. So can you imagine, right? We're about to, you know, she had spent money. She had a group. Everyone was ready, waiting for Tuesday. And yet here we are without a podcast that's live. How can we drive people to it? There's all sorts of questions that comes up. But in that scramble, in the few hours that happened, whatever happened after that, it showed us how strong our team was. It showed us how strong our relationship was, that we were able to communicate under pressure, right? And so whatever it is that you're going through, whether it's really, really bad or you think like you're so embarrassed by the whole thing, let me assure you, you can leverage and use that story to bring people together. That's lesson number one. Lesson number two, I kind of alluded to it already many times, which is it's never going to be perfect or the right time for you to do anything. In fact, the second you declare that you are ready, that is almost declaring to life to punch you in the face. It's declaring to God, the universe, the world, to test you, to say, hey, how for real are you? It's a little pull, it's a little push. It's a little pullback of saying, how ready are you? How serious are you? How committed are you to what you say that you want to do? I know we're coming up at the end of the year here, and you know, one thing that happens every single year is that we have New Year's, right? And people have these amazing New Year's resolutions. I haven't been to one of these parties in a while, but I remember that people would be so excited. You know, they'd say, hey, you know what? What's your resolution? What are your goals? Like, tell me. And everybody has great goals December 31st of every year. Am I right or am I right? You know what I mean? Everybody wants to look better, to look thinner, to be sexier, to be stronger. They want to 10x their business. They want to start their business. They want to have the courage to do what it is that they've been pushing off, that they've been delaying. They want to finally be the person that they know they can be. And guess what? January 1st hits. Maybe they're excited. Maybe they're still pumped. January 2nd hits. It's getting a little closer. Maybe they did their first workout. Maybe they did their first thing that they wanted to do. But typically, statistically speaking, 4 out of 5 people would have given up on their New Year's resolution before the end of January. Can you think about that? Like, can you take a second and let that sit in for a second? Like, that's less than 30 days, and you're literally signing up for another 11 months of the exact same thing, right? And I think it was Einstein who was famously quoted to say that, you know, it's insanity to do the same thing over and over and over again and expect a different result. And yet people do it every single year. Maybe you've done it. I know I've done it. I've been there. But it takes a very strong person to be able to know when they're wrong, to say, hey, I'm gonna rise up. I'm gonna be able to take the blows. I'm gonna be able to find a way. That's lesson number two, that it's never gonna be the perfect. It's never gonna be the right time. You're never gonna be ready. The only time is right now. Another second that goes by, another minute that goes by, it's right this second. And the last lesson, which is something that I can't really dive so deep in, but I always think about this all the time, especially when things go wrong, which is your core, like who you are, your identity of a person, that's what matters. Because have you ever, like you can go to a lot of events. You can go to a lot, like you can go to, you could dress your website up many different ways. You can go to an event and you could talk and you could be very impressive to a handful of individuals. But you know what is always impressive to me? When the person is put under pressure, do they cave or do they show their real colors? And I find a lot of times people show who they really are when things are going bad, when they're down on their luck and they're not exactly sure what they need to be doing. Your core, your identity, it's what you default to. So your job as an entrepreneur, as a creator, as a high performer, as someone who wants to go out there, as a change maker, who wants to be able to create a legacy, to be a leading example for individuals, you know what your job is? Your job is to strengthen your core. Your job is to figure out your identity and to default to that, so that in times of pressure and in times of negativity and turmoil, when life hits you in the face, when everything that you want blows up in front of you, you could default to a stronger individual than you are today. You could default to someone better than what most people would cave. You could be an example to them. That's how you can help them, by the way. Right? For us, we're a big believer in the Kobe Index. I know some of you probably heard me talk about this in the past. Kobe, K-O-L-B-E Index. It's not an IQ test. It doesn't test, you know, whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. It tests your exact skills that you default to under pressure. You know why? It's what matters. It's who you are when the clock is ticking down, when there is going to be a bomb that goes off. Who are you? Are you the person running away? Are you the person that's rising up? Are you the person that's helping others? Who are you, really? It's a question for a deeper podcast, but I wanted to share those lessons with you because I think it's applicable to everybody, no matter what you're doing, whether you want to do events or masterminds, you know, that you have to, no matter what you're going through, remember that negativity, those bad things, those the things that you've lived through, you need to start using those to bring people together. That's number one. Number two, it's a reminder, you already know this, that it's never going to be the perfect time. It's never going to be the perfect place. You're never going to be ready. I guarantee you, if you're waiting your whole life to be ready, you will die before you do anything. And that's some, I don't know, maybe that's too harsh, but it's true. You will die before you ever do anything. Do things scared, do things not ready. It's never going to be the right time. I promise you, right? You just got to move with it. And last but not least, your core, who you are. Who do you default to? What's your identity like, right? If you need any help with that last one, we put together a great leadership audio training program. It's called How to Be the Leader You Truly Are. All you want to do, if you want to access it, is go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership. It's absolutely free. And when you opt into that, you will get access to that audio training recording. And you'll also be on our email list where we can share with you some of the behind the scenes. You'll get updates when episodes like this go out. And hopefully that's able to help you in your journey of becoming a change maker, of creating the legacy that you deserve, of being able to rise up and be the leader for others. And this episode went a little longer than I had originally intended on, But I hope it was able to serve you. Hope you got some value out of it. Of course, if you have any questions, any thoughts, anything like that, please make sure to jump over to our legacy-driven entrepreneurs group. I'd love to be able to hear your feedback. Love to be able to address your questions. And I can't wait to serve you in the next episode. We'll talk to you soon. Want to discover how you can begin to tap into your inner changemaker and become the leader for the important people around you? You can now grab a copy of my new audio training, How to Be the Leader You Truly Are, for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership. Inside the training, you will find my top three proven strategies from millionaires and billionaires that have been featured on the show. And by simply applying them, I was able to go from sleeping in my parents' living room to leading and running multiple successful businesses and began an endless journey of impacting those closest to me. You can do it too. Go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership to get your free copy now.